Track number 17, Camino del Gambullón Pathway. From La Fuente Park, take the Camino del Gambullón Pathway at the foot of the steep cliff below where the Albaicín neighbourhood is located. From here, the view of the castle and old white houses sitting 98 metres up on the rock are quite extraordinary. The rock caves in this area are home to common kestrels, wild doves, little ringed plovers and owls. After a few minutes' walk, you'll see some plantations. These include crops of banana passion fruit, mango, chirimoya, or custard apple, and the Canary Islands date palm. Banana passion fruits are native to South Asia. These herbaceous plants can grow up to an impressive 5 meters high and have a yellow stem and bright green leaves. The leaves themselves are almost 2 meters long, and after they've been growing for a while, start to break up due to the wind and other environmental factors. This produces the typical messed up look that these plants have, with their clusters of flowers surrounded by huge reddish purple leaves that are arranged by layers. The flowers can appear in any month of the year, and 100 days after flowering, the fruit is already ripe. Its cultivation has now spread over the world, since it produces one of the most highly regarded tropical fruits. After the first crossroad, to the right and on the way to La Caleta, there is a small mango plantation. You can also find more mango fields alongside the Camino del Canal, in the area between the cemetery and Monte Almendros, and in many of the south-facing fincas that sit between 50 and 20 metres above sea level on the slopes of the hill. The mango is another fruit tree from South Asia. They can reach 20 metres high, although the specimens we find in our area don't generally exceed 4 to 5 metres. Their general structure is comprised of an irregular and dense top with a hanging appearance that shows only a portion of the trunk. The elongated leaves have a bright green colour and flowering takes place between April and July. Most trees produce around 100 fruits a year. The fruit is highly regarded and its cultivation has been spreading all along the Costa Tropical in recent years. Further along the Camino del Gambullón pathway and close to the La Guardia intersection, we find the Canary Islands date palm. As the name suggests, it's a palm tree native to the Canary Islands and has a straight, thick trunk that can reach up to 20 metres tall. They have a very dense top full of feathered leaves with an intense green hue. Due to its fast growth, its resistance to many different soils and its magnificent appearance, it's very popular for gardens in countries with a mild or subtropical climate. Usually the plants are placed on their own, and unlike its relative, the palm Dactylifera, its fruits are not edible. The flowering period starts in May when big hanging bunches of little flowers appear. In its place of origin, it's also used to obtain a kind of honey called honey palm. After some 5 minutes walking, you should reach La Caleta and its sugar factory. Next point, La Caleta.